A man who was held in prison for most of his life for a crime he did not commit was set free today. A special three-judge panel in Columbus County exonerated Joseph Sledge after he spent 37 years behind bars. Sledge had been convicted of a double murder in neighboring Bladen County, but as Jorge Valencia reports, Sledge always maintained his innocence.
The Columbus County Detention Center is a drab gray building, and Columbus County is chilly and overcast today. But Joseph Sledge walked out like a ray of sunshine, with a golden tie and a wide smile.
Well, I can thank God to be alive.
Waiting to hug Sledge were his sister Barbara and his nephew Maurice. With a shrug, Sledge told a crush of reporters that he knew this day was coming.
There wasn't no doubt. Mama gave me reassurance that this was going to happen. She said, just be patient. Patience is the virtue.
Also waiting for Sledge was his attorney, Christine Muma. Muma is the director of the North Carolina Center on Actual Innocence, and she's worked on his case for 10 years.
You know, there's no question in my mind that part of justice was served today with his release, but it's a tragedy for him to be released after 37 years at 70 years old.
Part of the holdup was that it took 9 years to find a crucial piece of evidence. Prosecutors had relied on pieces of hair that were found at the crime scene. In the 70s, all forensic scientists could say was that the hair belonged to a black man, like Sledge. After Sledge asked for years, a judge ordered in 2003 that the hair be tested. But a clerk in Columbus County didn't find the evidence envelope on the top shelf of an evidence vault until 2012. The DNA test eventually showed that it wasn't Sledge's hair.
Clearly, the criminal justice system doesn't get it right in every case.
Jamie Lau is an attorney with the Duke Law Innocence Project.
Men are losing years and years of their life as a result of errors that were made in the criminal justice system. So there needs to be the ability and the openness by the state to look into these cases.
Lau says Sledge's case is part of this process. The case was approved for review by the North Carolina Innocence Inquiry Commission. Since its creation in 2007, the commission has investigated cases that have resulted in 8 exonerations, including the one from today. After the hearing, Columbus County District Attorney John David said he's ethically bound to put people in prison only on the basis of competent and substantial evidence.
If we have any doubts of that, we should embrace having a public hearing.
David also said he wanted to be the first to apologize to Joseph Sledge for his conviction.
And we acknowledge that, a mistake was made 35 years ago, and it's time we corrected it. And this proceeding went a long way towards doing that.
The question now is who did kill Josephine Davis and her daughter Ellen? Their family hasn't gotten any closure, so the prosecutor says he's reopening the case. As for Sledge, he says he plans to spend the rest of his days living quietly on a farm in Georgia. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.